Don't be watching ZTV. Don't be watching Bollywood. Spare time should be Tatavaram Jivyasa. Inquiry, reading the Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, hearing kathas. That's how you utilize your spare time. We only have so much time. And now that I'm getting older and I had that incident 2 months ago, whenever it was, now I'm realizing, hey, there's only so much time left and I've got so much more I have to do. I'm not ready. I have not achieved self-realization. It's time to get serious. Okay? More questions. Do you have a question? Are you enjoying? Good.
I have one.
I was waiting all night.
Very often I see that those who are actually more spiritual are the ones who have more problems. Why? The people who are so nice in this world are the ones.
For instance, why the Pandavas suffered, Kunti suffered. Yes. The answer that my spiritual master gives is that God uses them to teach us. That we might think, oh, he's the chosen one and nothing happens to him. No, God uses them to teach us. See, even God's great saints and sadhus and devotees are tested, but they pass the test, and then we see, wow, like the whole Mahabharata. The whole Mahabharata, the Pandavas are cheated, abused, their wife was practically almost raped in the assembly. Draupadi, who can be more chaste than Draupadi? And we think, why this should happen? But these great personalities, they pass the test. In the end, they come out victorious. And God uses them to teach us, saying, see, trust in me, have faith in me. In the end, you will come out. When in the Bible that I was raised on, there's a very interesting story. Abraham was a great devotee of God. So God tested him. I want you to sacrifice your son. What a test, huh? Talk about a test of faith. So Abraham is climbing up the mountain and the little five-year-old boy, Father, where are we going? What can he say? Can you imagine? He's leading the five-year-old son up the mountain, puts him on an altar. The boy is saying, Father, what are we doing? What's Abraham, obeying the commandment of God, draws his knife, and he's about to, and the son, being obedient, is just staying there. Just as he's about, God says, stop! You pass the test. Would I be able to pass? I don't know. I'm not as great. But this much we do know. Each one of us is tested to the level of our capacity. To the level of our capacity. And all that is expected is that according to our capacity, we just remember and take shelter of God. That's the test. And step after step of life, whether I'm 2 years old, 20 years old, whatever, at every step of my life, if I can simply take shelter of God and keep my faith, being obedient, eventually we will go back home to the kingdom of God. What do you say? That's how I was.
I like it.
Yes. He uses them to give as examples. Prahlad, same way. The 5-year-old boy Prahlad was tortured in so many ways by his father. You want to keep going, Sachi? One last question. You have a question. No? How about the two daughters? No? How about you? You have a question? Livia? No? I know you got one more. Sammohini. See? What did I tell you?
That when the Pandavas walked up the Himalayas, Yudhishthir saw each of his brothers and his wife fall down dead out of exhaustion. But Yudhishthir reached the top of the Himalayas. And then I'm not too sure if it was Indra, some god had come with an airplane to take him to the heavenly planets. And he said he wouldn't go without a dog that had accompanied him right to the top. So my question is, what is the difference? Yudhishthir showed compassion to the dog and he wouldn't go without the dog. And Jada Bharata, or King Bharat, when he died thinking of a deer, it cost him 2 extra lifetimes.
Okay, that's another question. Stick with one question at a time. Okay, this first question, I'm sorry to say, but this narration, I am not certain of its validity. The reason why, it may or may not be true, but according to the Bhagavatam, Draupadi and all 5 Pandavas went to the heavenly planets in their self-same bodies. So that's why when you were saying this, it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, now, do you know where you read this narration?
In the latest issue of the Max of God and Magic.
Okay, where are they getting it from? All right. It's above my pay grade.
Even I have read this.
Okay. All I know is according to Bhagavatam.
What is the message? No, the question is, Yudhishthir.
Why did Yudhishthir take care of the dog as not his brother?
No. The question was, actually, King Bharata,
that's a different King Bharata.
No, I want to know the difference. Because Yudhishthir, actually, that dog was Dharmaraj. They were trying to test Yudhishthir.
All right.
And then they praised him saying that he is most just. And finally, they took him to the heavenly planets. My question is, what is the difference between that compassion that Yudhishthir showed towards a dog and King Bharata?
Ah, okay. Alright. As I said, this Yudhishthir story, I don't know anything about it, so I'm not going to comment. But I can answer the story of Bharat. Okay, that much I can answer. I'm not going to relate it to the other one because it's foreign to me. But why Bharat had to take 2 more lifetimes? Alright. If you study the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, where the story of Bharat is there, Bharat was this close to perfection. His attachment for the deer was at the expense of his spiritual practice. What he did was, instead of loving God with his whole soul, his whole heart, his whole mind, he loved the deer instead. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, whatever we are thinking of at the time of death determines our next body. At the time of his death, Bharat was thinking of the deer, not Krishna. His attachment was for the deer. Therefore, Krishna, being merciful, had to teach him a lesson. So that lesson was, you must take one birth as a deer because you were too attached. But as a deer, full consciousness. And as a deer, he knew that he blew it. And he kicked himself. Oh my God, I can't believe I've taken birth as a deer. I was so close. What an idiot. So as a deer, he stayed near an ashram in the association of devotees. One life as a deer, then he took his next birth as the son of a Brahmin. This time, no fooling around. He wasn't going to do anything. He was fixed. He was determined. This is going to be my last birth. Okay? So, sometimes we see people on their deathbed. Because what happens? The time of death, whenever you are most interested in, whatever you're most attached with, that is going to come to the forefront of mind. That's why we practice chanting. We're practicing. For instance, you can test yourself. What comes out of your mouth when you're driving down the freeway and somebody cuts you off? Do you say Krishna, or does some four-letter word come out of your mouth? One time, my wife was driving in the car, and we were driving, and she got a little distracted, and I saw another car coming straight at me. So at the last second, she just said, Krishna Chaitanya! And turned the car. We escaped. So it was good to see that at that last moment, Krishna came. Some of us, we say so many things. So we are practicing for that moment of death. That's one reason why we do sadhana. We're practicing so that if any moment, when we had the earthquake 2 years ago, I was staying in the next room. I could hear Sakshi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I didn't hear anybody else, I heard Sakshi. Am I right, Sakshi?
Yes.
Did you hear me chanting?
Yes.
Boy, I chanted the best job I ever chanted. Boy, oh boy. And then Naresh came, right? Naresh came up, Krishna saved us. Remember?
Yes.
I'll never forget that. Prabhuji, Krishna came, saved us. Come out, Krishna. Krishna saved. He was in ecstasy. I was like, wow. You passed the test. You remembered Krishna at the final moment. Yes, that's why we're doing it. Sometimes people say, why are you doing it? Yeah, there's one reason. So that at the time of death, we can remember Krishna. And then return back from where we once came. Sound good? Everybody likes that? Are you ready to take prasadam?
Yes.
You had enough of this?
A little kirtan and aarti.
All right. Jai. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your nice questions. Give yourself a hand. Thank you.